So we begin to meditate on the fourth Sunday of Advent with the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could, because now Mary is filled with the Holy Spirit. She has said yes to the word of the angel in the Annunciation, and filled with the Holy Spirit in the power of God, she now goes as quickly as she could to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who has had the suffering of barrenness and is now in her 6th month and with child. And so Elizabeth goes out in haste in the proclamation of the word, filled with the word and filled with the Holy Spirit in her own consent. She went into Elizabeth's house, Zechariah's house. And as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child in her womb leaped in recognition from the womb, and she cries out, "Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? From the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy." So first of all, Mary, filled with the light and glory of the word and the consent, is recognized by the child in the womb, but also recognized by Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is entirely at work in the work of the Annunciation. "Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord?" Elizabeth proclaimed. And St. Teresa picks up the same idea talking about Carmelite prayer, that we are aware of who we are as creatures and who God is. "Why should I be honored with a visit with the power of the Incarnation happening in me?" And that's exactly what the Gospel is proclaiming. This incarnation, power of the Holy Spirit enfolding Mary, now passed on to Elizabeth generously. She is filled with the Spirit, and the child, the life in her, responds to it. So too this Christmas, each of us must respond to this inner life, to the work of the Holy Spirit in us, quickening by the word of God, responding to the words of the angel in our lives. We too, this incarnation can happen in us. Blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled. Echoing the first reading, "You Bethlehem Ephratah, least of the clans of Judah, out of you will be born for me the one who is to rule my people Israel." And the closure to this reading is, "He himself will be peace." So peace in the sacred scripture is not a theory. It is a person. It is the person of Christ. And peace comes to us in the incarnation in the body of the Lord, embodying this. And the second reading, "A body you have prepared for me. Behold, I come to do your will." Each of our bodies, each of us in our human lives, is invited in to give our own consent in our lives, in our body, to the Lord. In the responsorial psalm, this joy of the shepherd of Israel, pray from this place of the shepherd, asking him to shepherd us into the incarnation which we await with joy. It's the call of every Carmelite to enter into the silence of a silent night, a holy night. All is calm and all is bright round yon virgin, mother and child. And out of the solitude of Carmelite prayer on the mountain, the tradition of prayer out of which we come, and from this monastery we pray, and we offer our Christmas masses, a deep prayer for all of you who enter into the Word of God, into the Scriptures this time. Let the Word become flesh in you. Let this infant be born in you. And let that deep recognition and identification with the Word happen in you in the silence. Take some time in silence with the sacred Word. It is the place of your fulfillment. It is the place of a blessed and holy Christmas. Amen.
This Word and Wisdom podcast comes to you from the Center for Applied Carmelite Spirituality, Oxford. To receive audio and written copies, subscribe by emailing podcast@cax.org.uk.